Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
They're singing, go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go!
All right, welcome back. You've heard that song every single time the Cubs win at home at Wrigley Field. And to talk about the Cubs a little bit and talk about certainly his career, gotten to know the Hawk, Andre Dawson, for many, many years, one of the gentlemen of the game and a great player as well. Those of you in fantasy, of course, know him from some of the fantastic years that he's had. Hall of Famer joins us now. Andre Dawson, the Hawk, here with us. Hawk, good afternoon. Thank you so much for coming on, and I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Good afternoon.
Oh, it's great to talk to you, Hawk. Well, first, I want to start off with your role with the Cubs. I know that that's really been a focus for you, becoming a special assistant there, and really the place where you had one of, if not, I would say probably, the best years of your career. So how did that all come together for you?
Well, with the turnover in personnel down in Miami, this opportunity presented itself for me. And it was something that I always had ambitions to do. And, you know, I'm very, very happy, very excited about my position here. And, you know, like I said, I can't be more happy.
Yeah, Andre Dawson, by the way, for those of you who don't know, worked for the Miami Marlins organization for a long time, and I do want to ask him about one specific player before we move on to some Cubs stuff, because Hawk, as you know, when you were here, Christian Yelich was not nearly the player that he is in Milwaukee, and I know from factual evidence, of visual evidence, that on a daily basis, or at least I will say sometimes, you were the one, Hawk, that Yelich would go to for some hitting advice. Did you ever see this coming with him being this good, Hawk? I never saw it.
Honestly, Craig, absolutely not. You know, I knew that he always had the potential to win a batting crown just by staying healthy and being in the lineup every day, because he was a contact hitter. He was a gap-to-gap guy. But I primarily tried to work with him defensively and, you know, not get in the way of the hitting instructor, step on anyone's toes. But in the same token, you know, make myself available for him. But I'll tell you, this is an individual that is bubbling now with confidence. And, you know, he's excited about being where he is. And he's just taking his game to a different level. You know, it was made note that his swing had increased in a sense velocity-wise. I mean, his quickness through the zone had picked up. And, of course, that in itself is going to help you. But I could have never envisioned this happening. Not the power part of it, anyway. And I'm just so happy for him, because he's a great kid, and it's good to see that, you know, he's taken his game to a different level.
Yeah, he certainly has. I know he always had great things to say about you. We're talking with Andre Dawson, Hall of Famer, the Hawk, of course, former National League MVP with the Chicago Cubs, and so I can only imagine, Hawk, for you, kind of being sort of back home there in Chicago, where you had your best year, that other players on the Cubs team could now pick your brain for hitting advice and fielding advice. So what is that experience like? And if you wouldn't mind, maybe if there is a player or two that you have studied, that you see, that maybe our listeners can learn a little bit more about, maybe that they don't know, that you've seen so far in the last year or two.
Well, you know, when I went out to spring training in the last couple of years, I, you know, keep my distance. I kind of watch from a distance. But under the same token, I'll answer questions. I'll make myself again available. I've really studied got Schwarber in the outfield because his position that he's still learning, and he's getting better and better out there. That's a bat that, you know, you got to find a position for, and left field was the most suitable one. Obviously, he has a strong throwing arm with him. I just, you know, try to see how he breaks on the ball. And he's gaining confidence every time he goes out there and play. Another good individual, good kid. And I just, you know, again, I just try to not get in the way of anyone, but, you know, make sure these guys are aware that, you know, you're there, you're visible, you can be as hands-on as they want you to be. And, you know, he's exciting. It's an exciting ball club. Rizzo, of course, and, you know, one of the impact leaders in the organization on that ball club. Bryant, who has, you know, talent out of the roof. So it's still a good and exciting ball club, and I just, you know, marvel at the opportunity to have a chance to not only work with him but be around him.
We're talking to the Hawk, Andre Dawson, Hall of Famer, Rookie of the Year, Gold Glove, multi-Gold Glove Award winner, of course, and NL MVP. Hawk, one of the big focuses in baseball this year has been the amount of home runs that are being hit. And certainly when you played, and you had your fair share of home runs, but we're seeing kind of this going back to the historic rate that we had many years ago. Are all these home runs, Hawk, good or bad for the game? I don't really have a clear answer. Some of the younger fans, of course, really enjoy it, but it's changing a lot of how we view the game.
Well, home runs are, you know, always good. Fans, as you mentioned, always like to see home runs, but it's just the way that they're going about hitting home runs. You know, have players that are really buying into the launch angle and the exit velocity. I've seen guys swinging 3-0 that are hitting less than 240 with, you know, not a lot of experience, and who really don't know how to handle a 3-0 pitch, but yet they still do it. A lot of emphasis is on that today. It's changed the game to a degree. I don't see the hit and run as much. So, you know, with that, I just sit back and I, you know, look at how the game is being played today. And, you know, it's interesting. Managers are buying into it and letting the players have their way in that regard. You know, then you're going to continue to get what you see, a lot of strikeouts and home run numbers up, but a lot of strikeouts. And to me, it's just not the way the game is played. It's a team sport, and you still got to institute the team concept. You take your walks, you grind out your at-bats, and you let the power guys do what they do. But when you're a middle-of-the-pack guy like that, you know, yeah, that's what your emphasis should be on, the team concept, doing what you do best and not going outside your makeup.
We're talking with the Hawk, Andre Dawson. Many years for the Hawk, 25 home runs, 28 steals, 25 home runs, 35 steals. He was just one of the best players in the history of the game and could run as well as he could hit and could throw as well as he could run. Hawk, I always love hearing stories from you, and I think the one that always gets the most publicity, for those people who haven't heard it, was the blank check story as to, you know, basically when you went in and wanted to prove yourself on the big league field. Hawk, I got to tell you, that's never going to happen again in the history of any sport where somebody will basically say, I want to prove this to you and I want to show you that I can do this. What made you have so much confidence in yourself when you decided to basically allow a team to pay you what they wanted, and you said, I'll prove it?
Well, it wasn't a monetary issue in a sense from a personal perspective. It was getting to where I wanted to be, and the only way I could visibly make that happen is by not negotiating with the ball club. It was during the era of collusion, so owners were forcing the teams, our players, to re-sign with their original club. But like I say, it wasn't monetary. It wasn't monetary to give him a blank contract because I was being offered a cut in pay by Montreal anyway. And if I was going to take a cut in pay, I said it was going to be where I wanted to play on my terms. And it was unfortunate because I felt that I wanted to retire wearing one uniform. But when that wasn't going to be feasible, then I had to consider the best next thing for me to do, what ulterior motive did I have. So I got with my agent and I said, this is a place I want to go. Chicago, Atlanta was my second choice. And I just had to do, you know, what I had to do. I went out to Arizona and said, here is a blank check, a contract, fill in what you think I'm worth. And I was actually, I think, presented a proposal to refuse. But the Cubs didn't understand that I had a different agenda. And once they made me an offer, I wasn't going to turn it down regardless of how much money it was going to be, less than what Montreal was offering. So I knew, you know, playing on the natural playing surface, that I would feel a lot better, perform a lot better. And that's pretty much what happened. It extended my career by another 10 years. And I think had I stayed in Montreal, I was looking at three or four more years with the AstroTurf probably winding my career down.
Yeah, and Hawk, you know, the one thing that I would say is, you know, from in our circles, and of course we talk, you know, fantasy baseball here on the show, is that in the 80s, you were one of the premier players to own in our fantasy leagues with all the home runs and steals that you would get. And Hawk, I will leave you with this, and I thank you for coming on the show as well, is that if there was one person every day that I went to the ballpark that I looked forward to seeing and have a hitting discussion with and have somebody tell me like it was you for all the many years that you spent here in the Marlins organization. And I miss you very much, but I wish you the best of luck for sure with the Cubs. And it's great to catch up with you, and thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Craig. You know, it's always my pleasure.
Thank you so much. There is the Hawk, Andre Dawson, here with us on FNTSY.